Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Introvert Podcast. My name is Amy, and I'm scared to be here. The Introvert Podcast is the only podcast online right now by an introvert for introverts, and I'm so excited because today is our third episode, and I started a Patreon page because I want your money. Please give me all of your money. Just kidding. In order to keep this podcast free and free from as many ads as possible, I do need your support if you're willing. If you're interested in becoming a patron and supporting what I do here on the podcast, please check out the link to my Patreon page in the description of this audio, wherever you're listening to it. Let's get started. Today's episode topic is vacation. Originally, I was going to choose a different topic for this, but after the experience I had this weekend, I felt that we needed to talk about vacation before the summer is over. Do any other introverts feel like vacation is just intensely more stressful than being at home? Because that's how I feel. It's fun, however, it's not relaxing for me to go on vacation, especially when I'm with other people or a large group of people. It's just so stressful to travel and not be at your house in your own bed and sleeping in a different bed or sleeping on a couch, which I did this weekend. And it's just stressful. It's fun, but it's stressful, okay? That's all. One thing that's especially stressful for me about vacation is traveling. And if I'm just driving somewhere, it's okay. Like, I'd say like under 2 hours driving somewhere, it's fine. But anything over 2 hours, you're bored, you're in the car, things hurt because you're not comfortable. You have your dog with you because always, our dogs are always with us when we're going somewhere that they can go. So we had our dogs with us in the car this weekend, and the dogs do what dogs do, which is annoy people. And you're cramped and you're hot and someone's fighting over the aux cord. And why is it that every time whoever gets the aux cord plays the worst music? Sorry, Kayla, like, I'm not calling you out, but sometimes people just choose to play the dumbest songs on the aux cord, and if you're driving, you can't control it. It's so frustrating. But the other hand is flying, which is so much worse than driving. So just traveling in general, if I could just teleport, okay, how about that? I'll teleport for vacation. That would be so nice because I hate airports. Like, just let me go on the record to say that I hate airports. I have had so many bad experiences in airports that I, like, even just thinking about airports gives me intense anxiety because you don't know stress until you are in the Fort Myers airport with a service dog. Because everyone in Fort Myers has a service dog. Wink, wink. They're probably not real service dogs. I actually recently decided to retire my service dog a lot because of the stress that it caused me from having to deal with people bringing their pets everywhere. And this all goes to say that travel is stressful for everyone, but it's especially stressful if you lose social energy by being around other people. When I am on a plane and the person next to me wants to talk to me, I don't want to talk to them. I just want to listen to whatever I'm listening to, usually a podcast or music, and look out the window or watch the show that I downloaded on my phone or do work on my computer. I don't want to talk to you, Sharon. I don't want to talk to you, okay? So please stop trying to tell me about your grandkids and stop trying to tell me about where you're going and why you're going there. I don't care. I know you're probably just making sure that I'm not a terrorist, which I don't know why you would think that I am, because first of all, Sharon, you can't make judgments about people based on how they look, okay? It's 2017, not 1976, right, Sharon? Okay, so don't talk to me while I'm trying to look out the window and enjoy our flight. And when the flight attendant comes by, don't you dare be rude to her. Don't you dare be rude to that flight attendant, Sharon. That's so mean. You cannot be rude to people who are just trying to do their job. Oh, that drives me insane is when people are rude to flight attendants. Because what are you going to do? You are trapped. You are literally trapped in a metal tube flying through the air for at least an hour with these people. Don't try to alienate them, okay, Sharon? Don't alienate the flight attendants. They will make your life hell, right? They'll spill coffee on you, maybe on purpose, right? Right, Sharon, right? Okay, sorry. I'm getting a little heated because every time I'm on a plane, there's a middle-aged white lady that tries to complain to me or yell at me. It's one of the two. And I'm sure it's much worse for people who don't look like me and people who do look different than your average white girl with red hair. So, now I'm getting to like sort of racist territory. Not for me, just like for Sharon. Sharon's racist. Okay, we've decided that Sharon is annoying and racist, and she is like the general demographic of Southwest Airlines, right? I pretty much only fly Southwest, and that's because they fly the cheapest flights out of my airport, and you get to check two bags for free, and I like that. Does anyone else hate carry-on luggage? I hate having to put my suitcase up in the overhead bin, because it's awkward. Like, you get on the plane and then you stop and then everyone stops behind you and you're trying to like maneuver to get this in, and it fit in the thing in the airport, but it's not going to fit in the bin. And then you have to gate check it and you're just worried because it's like, oh, what if my gate checked luggage doesn't get on the plane? So it's always easier to check your bags. Okay. It's just always much easier, right? So my bad experiences with air travel have all been airport related and not really flight related. I have had one really bad flight experience, which was actually with my introverted grandmother. So it wasn't great for either of us. Rest in peace, Mimi. She passed away last year. But we were flying back from the UK we were supposed to be flying it to Dallas, but that didn't happen, obviously, because we were flying two days after New Year's, and three people on our plane had alcohol poisoning, and we had to stop in Reykjavik, Iceland, which was really cool because I've always wanted to go to Iceland. However, I did not actually get to get off the plane, so that was kind of sucky. And we were stuck on this massive plane. So, like, the transatlantic flights are massive, right? They're huge planes, so there are, like, so many people on this flight. And we're, of course, in the cheapest possible seats because no one wants to pay $8,000 to fly on a plane. It's just, yeah, we're in the cheapest possible seat. So we're like in the middle, and all around us are these kids from a band from Kansas City because they were playing in the New Year's parade in London, which was really cool. And they were middle schoolers, and I'm studying to be a middle school teacher, and I love middle schoolers. However, being trapped on a plane with 200 of them is not a good time. It is not fun. First of all, everyone's like disgusting and like smells bad because they've been on a plane already for 4 hours. And it's stressful because there's no Wi-Fi, there's no cell service. So you can't tell anyone that, hey, my plane had to make an emergency landing in Iceland and we're kind of stuck here for a couple of hours. Also, I had just taken ZQL so I could sleep because I thought that we were going to be able to make it past Iceland and get all the way home before we had to stop because they had made an announcement like, are there any doctors on board? Oh, I want to know, is anyone a doctor? Follow-up question, have you ever answered that call? Like, are there any doctors on board? Because, I don't know, I've always wanted to do that, but they never say, like, are there any teachers on board this plane? Are there any teachers on board that could help control these insane middle school children? Because I tried, but I did get to hear a lot of the drama, so much drama, between the people behind me. I can't remember their names. I wish I could. At one time, I did remember their names, but they were just talking mad shit about the other people in the band and like who was kissing who. And oh man, it was a good time, but it wasn't because I was super tired. I was loopy from these sleeping pills that I had taken, and it was hot AF. It was so hot on this plane. It was probably about, I want to say at least 80 degrees. And mind you, this was in January in Iceland. So for me to say that this plane was 80 degrees is not exaggerating. Like, it seriously was that hot. And not only was it super hot, it was super loud. Like, everyone was yelling because all it takes is one person to yell and it gets every single other person on the flipping plane to yell because everyone's trying to talk over each other and it's just a mess, okay? It's just a sad mess. And the other thing that happened on this flight was that once we took off, so we landed in Iceland, I want to say it was about, I don't even know what time it was, right? Because we were crossing time zones. We were going over the Atlantic Ocean. We were there for about 3 or 4 hours and we didn't even land at an airport. So we didn't even get off the plane because our jet, our huge Boeing like 747, however large it was, jet couldn't take off at any of the airports in Reykjavik. So we had to land at an airbase, like a military airbase, while these people were ambulanced off to an Icelandic hospital where everyone has the same name, like Fjord or something like that. I remember, I think I saw an article recently about how in Iceland, you have to pick a name off of a certain registry so people don't name their kids stupid shit. And I think that is so awesome. Like, why don't we have that in America? Because I'm so sick of people naming their kids the dumbest things. I digress. Anyway, so we are stuck on this plane. We're on the ground. We can't get off. We have a very limited amount of food. It's like that episode of 30 Rock where Liz Lemon is dating that pilot and they're stuck on the plane and no one's allowed to get off and they're on the tarmac. It was like that, but we were in a foreign country and everyone was cranky and all of the food that we had was for the rest of the flight home. And we had at least, I want to say at least 6 hours to get home. So we're there on the ground and all of the lights are on. Like, I don't know why all of the lights were on because it was nighttime. And also, we were like north of the Arctic Circle, I think. So, I don't know. Is Reykjavik north of the Arctic Circle? It doesn't really matter. But it was really cold outside of the plane. Like, if you put your hand on the side of the plane, it was super cold. So, I don't know why it was so hot. I think they had the heat on full blast just so, like, they didn't get a human rights violation or something. But I feel like it's almost worse to have the heat on than to be cold. I don't know. In my opinion, I hate being hot. So when we finally get all of the super drunk people in first class off to their hospital in Iceland, we go to take off and they make an announcement. Oh, sorry, folks. We don't have enough fuel to get back to Dallas. So we're going to have to be stopping in New York at JFK. And I don't know if you've ever gone through customs at JFK, but let me tell you, it was a nightmare. So we can't, obviously a plane can't just stop in New York, in America, after coming from a foreign country like the UK or Iceland, apparently. And you have to get off the plane, go through customs, they refuel the plane. We had to get our bags off of the plane, go through customs. They had to go through our bags. We were waiting in line for 2 hours. At this point, it was like New York time. It was like 11 o'clock at night. And I think UK time, it was like, however, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. So we had left, our flight left at like 9 o'clock in the morning. So we had been traveling for almost a full 24 hours, but we had only been in the air for like 10 hours. And we get all of our luggage off the plane. And of course, there's another flight that had just come in from, like, I want to say the Dominican Republic or Cancun or something. So all of these beautiful bronze tan people get off this plane and all of us pasty white people from the UK are waiting in line together. And eventually they did open up a line for all of us to go through. And my grandmother, lucky her, has global entry. So she didn't even have to wait in line. Like, she just went up to the kiosk and scanned her passport and went through. And I had to wait in this stinking line without my phone because my phone was dead and I did not have access to a charger. They would have taken it away anyway because it would have looked like a bomb. I don't know. And I have to be prepared to get my passport out. It's hot. It's somehow hotter at this point than it was on the plane. And I'm so hungry because they only fed us this very small amount of food because they had been like rationing our food so that we wouldn't all go hungry and there wouldn't be a riot, I guess, on the plane. Like, so people wouldn't be pulling their seat cushions off of the chairs and throwing them at the flight attendants like Sharon, who Sharon would definitely do that. Okay. Sharon is the lady on the plane who complains the whole time. And definitely, let me tell you, there were definitely at least 10 Sharons in line with me at that time. And complaining about standing in a line is only going to make the line go slower, right? Like, it only slows everyone else down because you just want them to be able to, like, okay, go through. But at the same time, you're like, well, what if they stop someone potentially bringing, like, a chemical weapon or something into the United States? So you don't want them to, like, rush through everyone. Oh, it's so conflicting. When we finally got through customs, we had to recheck our bags, re-go through security, which, by the way, I have, or at the time I had TSA PreCheck. Now I have Global Entry because of the shit show that I had to go through. And let me tell you, that was worth it. So anyway, they open up a security line for all of us to go through at 11 p.m. at JFK after most of the flights have already left. We all go through security, and because of my TSA PreCheck hadn't gone through, I had to take my shoes off. I had to put my laptop in the tray. I had to take, like, find all of my electronics in my massive backpack. I also had a rolling carry-on because, as I said previously, I hate rolling carry-ons, but we were flying American Airlines and you only get one checked bag. And we were flying internationally, so it would have been really expensive for me to check a second bag. And I had been there for, like, I think it was 2 weeks that I was there. So I had a lot of clothes, and I bought a lot of clothes while I was there because we went to London and we went shopping, and it was fun, right? Like, we went to Stratford-upon-Avon, and I bought a bunch of stuff there because I'm an English major. So anyway, we had to hurry through security because they're like, okay, your flight's going to leave in, like, half an hour or whatever. Like, we're going to board in half an hour. And so we're rushing and rushing through the security line, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, and we changed your gate. So we're like, okay, what gate are we at? Like, they're like, 34C. And we're like, well, we're at 10A. So we're, like, in a completely different terminal. So we have to go through security again and rush to this other terminal. And then there were no food places open, so we could not eat food. I did find, like, one of those newsstand, like the Hudson Bay, I think it was, stores, and they had some hummus, but it was garlic hummus. So I bought, this is so horrible, I turned into a Sharon because I bought garlic hummus to take on the plane with me. And I made the whole plane smell like garlic hummus, Mediterranean food. But you know what? It was really good. So we finally get on our plane to go to Dallas from JFK after the royal shit show. Like, this could all have been solved if frickin' Sharon hadn't gotten too wine drunk in first class and started puking everywhere. It could have all been solved, problem solved, because they also had to clean the plane, which delayed us even more. So by the time we got to Dallas, I, of course I had missed my connecting flight back to Michigan. Of course that happened. Like, we knew that was going to happen anywhere. It was a tight connection. So my elderly grandmother and I had to sleep on the floor of the Dallas airport. And it was disgusting, but at that point we were so tired that I'm pretty sure that I just, like, passed out on the floor. And my flight didn't leave the next morning until, I think it was, like, 10 a.m. So we finally arrived in Dallas at, like, I think, like, 4 or 5 a.m. So we had, like, a good 6 hours then of a layover. And the Admirals Club was closed, which was super unfortunate because we were Admirals Club members. So we couldn't even sleep there. And there was a hotel attached to the airport, which was fully booked, of course, because everyone had gotten their bookings before we did, because we didn't have our phones, because it was just so stressful. And that's why I hate air travel. The other reason I hate traveling is because I hate road trips. Everyone's like, oh, let's go on a road trip. And I'm like, I do not want to ride in the car with you for several hours. Okay. I don't want to listen to music. It's not even that I get car sick. Like, I don't even really get car sick. It's so boring. Like, road trips are not fun. Like, the whole point of a road trip is to drive. Why would anyone do that? I have to drive 45 minutes just to get to school every day. Like, why does someone want to do that for fun? I don't even know. The other, just road trips, all travel sucks. I wish that teleportation was a thing. I really do. I wish that it existed and it was easy and accessible for everyone because that would be so convenient, wouldn't it? At least I wasn't, like, on a boat. I'm on a boat. At least I wasn't on a boat or something. I've never traveled by boat through that. I have. I've gone across Lake Michigan, but that was, like, the Milwaukee to Muskegon boat. Ferry. That's what it's called. It's called a ferry. Yeah. Words. So I've never really traveled anywhere by boat on purpose. But I did really definitely have the planes, trains, and automobiles experience with my trip from the UK because we had to get on a train at our hotel and take the train to the airport. And then the whole flying thing happened. And then my parents had to pick me up from the airport in January in Michigan, and it was freezing, and they had to bring me my winter coat because it wasn't as cold in England as it was at home. And I didn't want to bring my giant parka with me, if that makes sense, to England, to the UK. So that's why I hate flying, and the mere thought of airports stresses me out. And I feel like this is a pretty ubiquitous thing. Like, nobody likes flying, and people who do like flying are sadistic, masochistic. That's the word. That's what I said in the first episode. Nobody likes small talk. The people who do are masochists, which I think applies to air travel as well, if I'm being perfectly candid. I also, okay, this is like a dirty confession. I don't like going to the beach. I know it's so horrible. Everyone likes the beach, but I do not like the beach. And insert like prequel meme here, but I really hate sand. And it's coarse and gritty and it gets everywhere. And like, it's always in your car. And we always go to Captiva Island in Florida, or at least we used to. And we rented a car. I think it was 2 years ago when we rented this car, and we also rented a paddleboard. So to get the paddleboard to the beach, the people we were staying with put this sandy ass paddleboard in the car and then drive it to the beach and then use it and then put the sandy wet ass paddleboard back in the car and then drive it back to our house that we were staying in. And there was so much sand and you couldn't even get in the car without getting all sandy and wet. And it was so gross. And we ended up having to vacuum out the car before we brought it back because we were going to lose our security deposit. Like, that's how dirty and disgusting it was. And sand is just so gross. And did you know that there are fleas? There are fleas in the ocean now. Some guy in Australia got his legs bitten by fleas in the ocean. Like, is nothing sacred? Okay. People go to Australia just to go swimming. And now no one even wants to do that anymore because there are suddenly sea fleas. Oh my gosh. Like, this is horrifying news. This is so scary. I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but like, oh my goodness, it's so scary. I don't even want to think about it. There is one vacation that I really do like, and that's going to Glen Arbor in Michigan. It's up north. I know up north is a very vague term, but if you live in Michigan, you'll know. You know what up north means. And there's this bookstore in Glen Arbor called the Cottage Bookshop. I think that's the name of it. I haven't looked it up. And it is the cutest bookstore. Like, this is, I'm not even like sponsored or anything. Like, I'm just obsessed with this bookstore, right? Like, huh, it's so cute. It is so small, but so cozy. And they have classes in the summer and activities for the local kids. And it's in the cutest little town. And there is the original Cherry Republic store, like right across the street. And Cherry Republic is a Michigan thing, but it's cherries, but they also have like chocolate covered cherries and like cherry salsa. And it's so good. That store is so awesome. They have free samples everywhere. So what you do is you go to Cherry Republic and you get all the free samples you can carry. And then you go to the bookstore and sit around and read these books and look at the books. And they have a ton of books by local authors, which I think is super cool. As someone who's looked into and dabbled in the writing profession, I'm not very good at it. I'm better at talking, obviously. Hair flip. Self-promotion. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I just don't love going on vacation. I would much rather have a staycation. In fact, since I've been an adult, I'm not even really an adult, to be honest, but like since I've been out of high school, I'd say I haven't been on spring break. Although that's not true, actually. That's a lie because I did go my freshman and sophomore years of college. But my freshman year, that was like when I was at home and I was sick, so I like had to go with my family. And then last year I couldn't stay home by myself, so I had to go with my family. It's a long story. But like I've never been on my spring break. I've never been to like Palm Beach or something. And honestly, like, why would you want to do that? I do really want to go to Alaska and I want to go to Seattle in Northern California. And if you can sense a trend here, none of these places are hot AF. I hate the heat. I hate anything above 80 degrees is way too hot for me. It's an unpopular opinion, which I think is probably part of why I really don't like going on vacation. It's just packing is stressful. Unpacking is stressful. Traveling is stressful. There's no good way to do it. And I just feel like for me, I'd rather take my vacation time and spend it at home. But of course, I chose to go into a profession where I'll never have to live without spring break or summer break. So just watch me become this world traveler someday. We can only hope, right? Okay, so now I'm done ranting about how much I hate traveling and vacation. Let's get into some of my shitty life advice with the weekly challenge. I love the weekly challenge because it's where I challenge you to do something outside of your comfort zone. And I'll do it too, I promise. And we can hold each other accountable on Facebook. It's facebook.com/introvertpodcast. And on Twitter, it's @introvert_pcast. And that's because Twitter won't allow enough characters to say @introvertpodcast. So we can hold each other accountable through that. So this week's challenge is going to be vacation related. And this is a hard one. So I challenge you to make your own vacation. So like be a tourist in your own city, basically, is what I'm saying. Like go do the cheesiest, most touristy thing that you can possibly do where you live and tell me what it was like. And if it was horrible, please, please take pictures. Please send me pictures. Email them to me, amy@introvertpodcast.com. Oh, I love hearing. And tell me your horrible travel stories. I really want to hear those too. The other portion of the weekly challenge is the weekly recharge. And this week's weekly recharge is to treat yourself like you're on vacation. So maybe take a morning and just either wake up early if you have to go to work, or just maybe sleep in if you don't have to go to work that morning, and just relax and pretend that you're on vacation wherever you like to vacation, even if it's the beach. I won't judge you if you like to go to the beach. I totally get it. It's just too hot for me. So just kick back and relax and treat yourself like you're on vacation, because you know what? You need it. And don't talk to any other humans. How about that? All right, everyone. That is all for our show today. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you can connect with me on social media, facebook.com/introvertpodcast or Twitter. @introvert_pcast. I'm so frustrated with Twitter. Like, please just add an extra character so I can have @introvertpodcast, because that would make things so much easier. Or you can email me, amy@introvertpodcast.com. I really love to hear from you, but not if you're going to be mean to me, because I have low self-esteem. I actually bought a shirt this week that says low shelf esteem. No, wait, it says high shelf esteem. And I'd say about 99% of my wardrobe at this point are t-shirts with book puns on them. So it just makes me super happy. But I really do. I don't have that high of self-esteem. So please be nice to me. Also, I have a Patreon page. That's because in order to keep the show free and to dedicate the time that I dedicate to it, I'm probably going to need some supporters other than my parents. Sorry, mom and dad. So please check that out, patreon.com/introvertpodcast, if you would be so generous to donate, starting at $2 per month. That's only, you guys, that's cheaper than Spotify Premium. I pay for Spotify Premium, and I'm probably the cheapest person ever. So just keep that in mind. Like, I could be spending this $2 on a cup of coffee, but instead, I'm going to give it to this podcast that I like to listen to every single week. So I'd really appreciate it. But if you don't want to, you don't have to. Share it with your friends. You know what? Even better, share it with your enemies. If you really hate someone and you really hate this podcast, please send it to your enemies, like glitter bombing. Or better yet, let's bring back email forwards. Remember those email forward chains? Let's do that. So everyone, email this episode to someone you know, especially if it's someone that you like, that you think would like the podcast, or someone that you hate if you hate the podcast. Like, I get it. It's fine. You can hate me. Whatever. It's fine. We're fine. Really? I'm so fine. Just kidding. Thank you guys for listening to all 28 minutes and 10 seconds of this audio. I really appreciate your support. Don't forget to rate and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And rating, I know it sounds dumb and I hate asking for it, but it really does impact how many subscribers I get. So please, if you like it, rate it. And if you don't like it, don't rate it, because if I have a bad rating, I'll be so salty about it. Like I said, that is all for our show today, guys. If you're interested in hearing the bonus content, which I put at the end of the first two episodes, but not at the end of this one, because that's for patrons only, check out patreon.com/introvertpodcast. My name is Amy. I'm scared to be here. Have a good week.